Before we begin the business meeting tonight, the first thing we typically do is we have our evening lecture. And I'd like to welcome you all here. It's great to see everybody. Tonight's evening lecture is being given by Chris Carlton. And to introduce Chris Carlton, I'm thinking, you know, who is this man? How shall we introduce him? You can get online, you can do Google on just about anybody, and here's some of the things you find out about Chris Carlton. Who is this man? Is he a herpetologist? Is he running for the next crocodile hunter position? Pro fisherman. That's a pretty exceptional looking pike there. Or perhaps an outdoor clothing model for Jay Peterman. No, he's a coleopterist, and that's why we have him here tonight. Chris is a systematist of staphylinids, salafines, nitidulids, endomycids, among other things, and he does a lot of biodiversity work and faunistic studies in the Circum-Caribbean area, the southeastern United States, and he's done a lot of work in the Smoky Mountains, which is the main subject of his presentation tonight. He's an excellent field biologist. He's done an awful lot of collecting and generated a lot of really great material for research. He's been to Australia, Belize, Chile, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Ghana, India, New Zealand, and Taiwan. He's also a very innovative collector. We all are familiar with the Carlton fruit bait trapping method. excellent way for collecting nitidulids. Now, Chris has moved to LSU and started a very lively and productive research program there. He's breathed a tremendous amount of life and energy into the museum, the Louisiana State Arthropod Collection. He's now the Holton Professor of Agriculture there at Louisiana. He has many honors and accomplishments in his career. He has about 70 refereed book chapters and journal articles at this point in time. He served as the editor for the Coleopterist Society. He was the editor for the Coleopterist Bulletin from 2000 to 2005. He was selected as the Outstanding Scientist of the Year for Biodiversity Education by Discover Life in America back in 2005 for the work that he did there in outreach and education on the ATBI. He was selected for authoring the Outstanding Paper of the Year by the Coleopterist Society for a paper he had in the 2004 issue of the Coleop Bulletin. So without further ado, I'd like to invite Chris up here, and the title of his talk tonight is 8 Years of Collecting Beetles in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Are we finished yet?